Good morning. I'm Mike Novak. I have not been looking forward to this day. When I first realized that the 10th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks was on a Sunday, I sighed and realized that I might have to say something on my show about that unforgettable day 10 years ago. I didn't want to. Not because we shouldn't honor the memories of the innocent people who lost their lives in those horrible attacks. We should honor them. We should especially honor the first responders who risked and sometimes sacrificed their own lives in the service of their fellow citizens, and then who unbelievably had to fight for the help they needed to rebuild their lives. We should remember how Americans across the country lined up at blood banks in an effort to do something, anything, to help. We should remember how many countries around the world extended their sympathy and aid. We should not forget that for a brief time, we were all Americans, the whole world. And then we screwed it up. I'm not going to name names. You already know those names. The names of those miserable, myopic people who failed to protect us, then used a national tragedy as an excuse to start wars, spread hate, cultivate fear, weaken our civil liberties, bankrupt our country morally and financially, and turn America into a mere shell of what it was just 10 years ago. That's why I didn't want to talk about this, because I'm angry at what our country has become, because it didn't have to be like this. We had a chance to bring the world together, and we sneered at it. We opted for vengeance instead of understanding. We chose military options over diplomacy. We are much, much poorer for those decisions, and we might never recover from our own stupidity. About 3,000 people died on September 11, 2001. My heart goes out to those families. But did you know how many people die each year because of drunk drivers? About 13,000. Every year. We could change this. We could fight this enemy. Thank God we have the American Beverage Institute standing up to organizations like Mothers Against Drunk Driving and Students Against Drunk Driving. Yep, the tyranny of sobriety is killing the beverage industry. Then there are the 30,000 homicides, suicides, and accidental deaths in the United States involving guns. Another 70,000 suffer non-fatal wounds. The rest of the world basically thinks we're insane. But heck, I don't even have to go after the National Rifle Association on this one. Many of my own friends think that Americans should have the right to defend themselves with guns, even though out of 13,636 firearm homicides in 2007, only 215 were considered justifiable. How's that self-defense thing working for you? The range of influenza deaths is harder to judge, but it runs from about 5,000 per year to about 49,000 annually. And yet, the CDC says that only 63.5% of 1,931 healthcare workers who took part in a survey in April of this year said that they had received flu vaccinations. Good job, health workers. And this doesn't even take into account the people who refuse to get their children vaccinated for measles, mumps, and rubella, thanks to a 1998 paper printed in The Lancet by a corrupt doctor, which was eventually fully retracted by that publication. Another battle we could join. Look, life is hard and bad things happen to everybody. I guess my point is that the measure of a people is not the adversity they face, but the way they respond to it. Do they react in a knee-jerk way, or do they employ sensitivity, judgment, and compassion every day against everything that threatens them to move forward and become a better people? It's been a difficult 10 years. I'd like to think that we are a good people, a kind people, a compassionate people. But after a dark and ominous decade, it's hard to tell. So I focus on the things that I understand, like gardening and the environment, and I try to teach people how to be helpful and healing. We could use a lot more of that right now in America. The anger, even my own, makes me tired. the greed, the ignorance, the injustice, the racism, the sexism, the homophobia, the xenophobia, the superstition, the duplicity, the arrogance, the lack of compassion, and the constant stream of hatred all make me tired. I'm tired of being tired. Get it together, America. When do we get to see a ray of light, of goodness? I think there are a lot of people out there looking for that light. And don't talk to me about God. I'm not that guy. I'm not going to go there. I believe in people. I think they should be able to figure it out for themselves, especially in what used to be the greatest country in the world. Maybe it still is. Get back to me in another 10 years.